In our first reading this morning, we hear the Sanhedrin named Gamaliel. This man announced to the people that if the faith the disciples have is for man, then with time it will fade. But if that faith is from God, then it will stay. I've experienced situations where parishioners will leave the parish because a priest was transferred. Or they will leave the parish because a new priest came in and they didn't like it. Who is your faith based on? Is your faith based on the presence of a particular priest in a parish or on the presence of Jesus in the church? When you realize where your faith is, then you will understand that whether a priest comes or goes, all is in the service of God. A priest is not his own, and a parishioner is not its own. A parishioner is God's. A priest is a servant of God. And therefore, this first reading today is reminding us of the essential need for us to build our faith on Jesus Christ alone. And Jesus Christ is ready to build that faith for us if only we open our hearts to the gift of the Holy Spirit like the disciples did. They opened up to the Holy Spirit. The Spirit came upon them and instilled in them the courage to preach the gospel even when Jesus went back to heaven. They were able to preach that good news of salvation. And therefore, in our gospel passage of today, Jesus is inviting each and every one of us, therefore, to listen to the word of God and not dwell only on that, because one does not live just on bread, but also on every word that comes from the mouth of God. So it's a complementary relationship. When we feed on this word of God, we feed on his body. In that way, the Passover, Jesus transformed it into the feast of the new people of God, which Jesus himself gives us every day. Moses led the people of God through an exodus. Elijah multiplied the loaves to feed 100 people. But today, Jesus calls a new people to himself and not only gives them manna from heaven, he gives them his own body and blood, food from heaven, food of life. So when we eat this, may it help us grow in our faith. May it help us grow in our love for each other. May this be our prayer now and always. Amen.